The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for January 14th. Today's word is demiurge, spelled D-E-M-I-U-R-G-E. Demiurge is a noun that means one that is an autonomous creative force or decisive power. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Times by Sergio Ruzier. But it is difficult to create a world, even a tiny one, and some authors are more successful than others at playing demiurge. In the Platonic school of philosophy, the demiurge is a deity who fashions the physical world in the light of eternal ideas. In the Timaeus, Plato credits the demiurge with taking pre-existing materials of chaos and arranging them in accordance with the models of eternal forms. Nowadays, the word demiurge can refer to the individual or group chiefly responsible for a creative idea, as in the demiurge behind the new hit TV show. Demiurge derives violate Latin from the Greek word meaning artisan or one with special skill. The demi part of the word comes from the Greek noun demos, meaning people. The second part comes from the word for worker, ergon. Despite its appearance, it is unrelated to the word urge. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.